WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc.
Good morning. My name is Ann Williams, and on the phone with me this morning is Richard Thompson. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Ann.
You've been on tour with Loudon Wainwright III for this Loud and Rich show. You've known and worked with Loudon Wainwright in the past. How did you guys decide that you were going to do this tour together?
Well, it seemed like a good idea. This is something that we've done. We've done a tour, I think two tours in Australia. We did a tour of Japan together. And it's a thing that we like to do. You know, we're old friends, and it's a nice package, I think, for the audience as well. We had an opportunity to do it in North America and grabbed it.
How are you doing the show? Are you supporting each other on each other's songs, or are you on separately?
Well, separately and together. We both do our own sets, and then we mingle at various points in the show and do some duo things.
I'm kind of curious a bit about your reactions to this Charlie Poole project. How are you liking these songs? Are these new to you?
Some are new. I mean, some Charlie Poole songs are so familiar that they've become like folk songs. He's really permeated the fabric of popular song to the point where you think, oh, that song, I know that song. You know, there's some surprises and some stuff that is just very, very familiar. So it's easy to accompany those songs, to play on those songs in particular.
Let's talk a little bit about your part of the show. I'm kind of curious what you're doing. I know that you've kind of revised the thousand years of popular music, or at least you did it earlier this year. Are you going to be playing some of the songs from that, or what are you focusing on?
Well, I could. What am I focusing on? I'm playing whatever seems like a good idea at the time. So I'm playing, old songs, new songs, stuff that goes back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, zeros, some new stuff. I can do the odd song from A Thousand Years of Popular Music if that's the kind of thing people would like. And anything else, I can do Barry Manilow, I can do Shirley Bassey, anything people would like in particular.
Or even some Britney Spears.
Or even Britney Spears.
So when they talk about you kind of revitalizing or updating the Thousand Years of Popular Music, what went out and what's come in? Because I was actually kind of re-listening to a version of that that came out on Cooking Vinyl, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And you start off with Summer Is It Coming and get yourself into doing some Cole Porter and some Britney Spears and some other folks. So what have you changed up in that show when you've done it this year?
Well, it's a show that evolves all the time. Every time that we take it on tour, which is only, it's only every 2 or 3 years. Every time that we do it, we try to change it up a bit. So we'll try and change probably between 6 and 8 of the songs. About a quarter of the show to a third of the show changes just to keep it fresh for us and to keep it as a moving thing and keep it interesting for the audience. Before each tour, there's always a bit of research goes on. I have to go digging through archives and libraries and find some manuscripts and to see what's out there for the early stuff, and then check through some records and tapes for the newer material. But it's always an evolving show.
What current pop music are you interested in?
Am I interested in? I find the odd thing here and there. I can't say there's a genre that I'm in love with in modern popular music. But there's always talented people, and they're not always the ones that are the most successful or the most visible. So sometimes you have to dig around a little bit, I think we had a Nelly Furtado song on our last show, which is a song that I quite like. I think it's a good song. And in the spirit of that show, we do sing a verse in medieval Latin.
Well, that seems...
Because we can.
That's right, because you can. Yeah. Also, this past year, you kind of put yourself together with some bandmates you've been with before. You also did a tribute to Danny Thompson as well at the International Society of Bassists. What did you do in tribute to him?
I wrote this piece of music that turned out to be, I suppose, a song cycle or almost a musical play. It was supposed to be about a 15-minute piece. It ended up at about 85 minutes. It just evolved into this thing. It's like a 22-song cycle. It's a large piece that features the double bass of Danny, has a chamber orchestra, a bunch of singers. Judith Owen did it, Harry Shearer did it. It was fairly successful. It's something I hope that we can do in other places. We got some plans for next year to do this on the West Coast and the East Coast. But it's a large piece.
Well, it sounds like a large piece. I'm just curious. Speaking of song cycles, In kind of my preparation for this interview, I spent a lot of time listening to your music, and it occurred to me that there's a song cycle that the Decemberists did, Hazards of Love. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
I was just thinking about the fact that it's a song cycle, and it's based on, you know, British folk motifs, so to speak. You know, this is from this group, the Decemberists, and kind of interesting to me how it evolved and used different ideas from folk music in the British Isles. And I was also just thinking that on some level, the singular you and also the collective you of the British folk revival and folk rock, they just couldn't have done this without you.
That sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out.
Well, it is the song or that it's based on, or at least named after, is one from Anne Briggs, who I think you encountered a few times.
Yes, I know Anne Briggs. Yeah.
And she put out a little EP at some point in the 60s called Hazards of Love, and that's kind of was the inspiration for it all.
Okay, interesting.
But it's also, I mean, I was trying to think how I would explain it to you. I was kind of thinking it's kind of like, you know, several parts Tamlin, little part Long Lankin, a little bit of William and Margaret in any form you could possibly find thrown in. It was an interesting project that they did. But certainly that whole idea of putting folk and rock together is something that you were a part of when you joined Fairport Convention back in the 1960s.
Sure. Well, I think that you know, back in the 60s, in the early 60s, we felt that we were rather derivative in our music, that we were taking a lot from American styles. You know, that we were, we were playing a bit of blues and a bit of soul music and a bit of country. And we thought, well, our style should really reflect where we come from. So we started to blend rock music with Scots, Irish, and English music, traditional music, to create something that was actually quite different and unique. And I suppose, really, you know, I still play something that's in that style today.
Tell us a little bit about this box set that came out this summer. I was listening to the box set that I guess was in tribute to your time on Hannibal, called Watching the Dark. I also was listening to the Capitol collection, but how does this particular one, Walking on a Wire, differ from those?
I think it's more of an overview, but it's more of a career overview. And it's probably more, you know, the more accessible material and the more requested material has ended up on this box, as opposed to the last box set, which was really more obscurities and rarities. It was more for the fan, you know, who's already familiar with the music. And this is much more, I think, an introduction to the whole picture.
Tell us some of the things that you've got on your plate for the future. You've got this series of shows with Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah.
And then what's going to be happening with you next?
The next thing I'm doing is I'm going to record an album of new songs, but I'm going to record it live. So we're planning a West Coast tour of about 2 weeks, and we're going to record all the shows, and that's going to be the next release. That's quite exciting. That's going to be a band show, so I'm quite excited about that. I'm going to be in a production of Henry Purcell's Don Quixote, which is also something I've never really done before. Well, I'll be the only non-classical singer, but they wanted a kind of a rougher voice, more of a folk voice for one of the parts. So that's next year. How far in the future would you like me to go?
Well, maybe one more thing. What else have you got?
One more thing. I'm writing another song, which hopefully that'll get performed at some point. Again, this is with a small orchestra, chamber orchestra. And I think that's enough to keep me busy for the next couple of years.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Richard Thompson is my guest on the telephone this morning, and he's going to be in concert with Loudon Wainwright III at the Paramount Theater this Friday evening. Thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning, and good luck on all of these projects.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.